Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf. She responds to Lunishmat Aram B'Yakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're in Psachim Daf Kuf Chof. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Machlokes of Blozer ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva. Until when do you eat the Korban Pesach? Blozer ben Azariah holds you eat it till Chatzos. Rebbe Kiva holds you eat it the entire night, and this really affects our Seder Shal Pesach. Does the Seder go till Chatzos, or it goes on till the end of the night? According to Blozer ben Azariah, you need to end by Chatzos. Why do you end by Chatzos? Because that's, you learn from the Psukim, that's when Makas Bechoyers happened. When Makas Bechoyers began, which was on in Chatzos, that's when the Seder, or Avodah of the night, it ends. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Why we end our Avodah when the Makas Bechoyers happens? So, the Bnei Yisrael has, in one of his Drushim that he comes to explain, the Gemaras, that he comes to explain each one in four different ways, Derech HaPshat, Al Derech HaDrash, Al Derech HaRemez, Derech HaSoid. He has one shtickle coming to explain this Gemara. And Al Derech HaSoid, he explains that the idea is that the first half of the night, that's when Am Yisrael need to work hard to take away all the bad in the world to allow the Makas Bechoyers to happen. But the second half of the night, that's when you have a Sratzoin, and then we don't really need to do so much work. Now to add to that, can you bring over here the Pshat, the Balatanya says in Likutei Torah, both in Parashat Tzav, when he speaks about Pesach, and in Shir Shirim, when in the Pasuk, Medalig Alohorim. And the Balatanya tells us something that we repeated a few times throughout the Shirim in this Masechta. That the whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the concept of Leila Seder is what's called Isaruso de Leilo, a awakening from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing things for us while Am Yisrael did not deserve for that to happen. That's called Medalig Alohorim, that's the Pasuk of Shir HaShirim, jumping above the mountains. That's called the idea of Pesach, Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a psicha, there's a jumping above. We are not in that level yet, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elevating us to a place that's not really us, it's really only Him. And the Oimek HaDavar comes out from Divrei Baal HaTanya. The idea is, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was to teach us the really, what we do in the world is very limited. Obviously, there's Torah and mitzvahs and things we accomplish, but it's very limited and very comes only to a certain degree. What the one who runs everything and brings our pe'ulos to fruition, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is not really us. We don't deserve it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for us. And if so, comes out from Divrei Baal HaTanya, the first half of the night, we're still doing something. We're doing matzah, we're doing Pesach. We're waiting b'chipazim. But the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts getting involved, Makas Bechoris begins, now comes the idea that you don't do anything. It's the night of Hashem. Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. Not you. From here on, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu poyel. And that's why when comes the Chatzos, according to Blaz Ben Azariah, your pe'ula, your avoid is over, because from here on, the only one who's poyel, the only one who's doing, is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmai. The way Baal HaTanya says it, we do the Yisarusa de Letato, we do a little bit of our below awakening to be able to combine, to connect to this night. But the minute we reach that level, that we did our Ishtadlus, from here on starts the pe'ula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisarusa de Leilo, and we have no rishus to do anything. That's why Chatzos, our avoido, is over. That's the idea of Loz Ben Azariah. The minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself. And Makas Bechoyres, there's nowhere what for us to do from here on. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.